Let's talk to the man who coaches the Raiders offensive lineman now. Mike Tice joins us on SiriusXM NFL Radio. Coach, thanks for the time. Mike, Keith, and Maurice Jones-Drew with you.
My pleasure. Anytime, guys.
I want to ask you first about staff. MJD and I were talking about this in our opening segment. Just what an impressive overall staff Jack Del Rio has assembled and how many of you guys have been together. I would think that staff and the fact that you have that familiarity really helps maybe speed up this transition for this ball club. Do you feel that way, Coach?
I really do. I think Jack has done an outstanding job putting the staff together. Fortunately for me, I was the first one in, was able to help Jack with the interview process on the offensive side. I think the guys on the offensive side are very impressive. We have a good blend of older and middle-aged and some younger guys that are going to be rising stars in the league.
Now, talk to us about the philosophy of the Oakland Raiders. I mean, I was there last year. I came back in. The guys are – walls getting tore down. They're tearing up the field. What's the new philosophy there that you and Cozzarillo have created and are trying to take to a new level?
Well, Jack has done a great job of getting everybody in the building to buy in, you know, starting with the fields. We tore up all the fields. We tore out all those trees. We painted the building silver and black like it was, according to Jim Plunkett, like it was back in the old days, not this green monster that I pulled into back in whenever I took the job, February, January. There's some character being built in the building by all the way across the board that Jack's created, this winning attitude. I like where we're at right now. I like where we were at when we broke for summer break. And, again, Jack has done a great job of setting the tone in the building, not only with the players, but with the coaching staff and with everybody else in the building. Everybody's on board right now. So, you know, it'll be important for us to get an early good start because that can sustain that energy that Jack's created to this point.
Mike, Jack had a lot of success in Jacksonville, and then he goes on to Denver and has success with them as their defensive coordinator. But you know him well. You know his philosophy, and the heart of what he is as a coach doesn't change. But we all evolve in what we do. We all improve. Do you notice even subtle differences in the way he runs a football team now than how he did back in Jacksonville?
Yeah, like any of us, we like to get better at our trade. We like to mature as a professional, and I think Jack has done both. I think he's better at his trade. He's learned from some of his mistakes, as we all do, and he's also really focused on bringing the championship team back to his hometown, which is, you know, the Oakland area.
This is my last one, Coach Tyson, and this is going to be a light one for you here. Who is winning the one-on-ones between you and Coach Franklin in the O-line, D-line?
Please.
I know you're a competitor, but people don't know. The coaches get into it just as much as the players do.
I love, you know, the greatest relationship an offensive line coach has throughout training camp in the off season is with the D-line coach. You're one of the best friends I had in Atlanta. Came down to my golf tournament last week, Brian Cox, who I helped get started when I was the head coach of the Vikings. He was an intern for me. And now, bigger figure, Jethro Franklin and I competed against each other when he was in Green Bay. We're good friends. It's exciting to compete. We get under each other's skin, but we get under it in a healthy way.